Number 22, go people watching. Go out someplace as an observer, not as a voyeur, but as an observer, and observe people. Practice the art of people watching. Why is this important? It's a matter of perception. As I spoke about when I talked about travel, it's about going out and allowing yourself to see a little bit different perspective by seeing a variety of different people. One of the things about travel was being able to kind of get out of your usual place and see other people being different. In the art of people watching, you can go out and not only are you going to find that there's a wide variety of people like you, but you're going to find that there's a wide variety of people that you weren't expecting to be out there. I'm usually amazed when I go out and I'll observe and I'll listen for how many different languages I can hear. And often anymore, I can hear a myriad, just a beautiful variety of languages, even in a relatively small area that I'm in. And when I sit out and I people watch. And you could do this in restaurants. You could do this, especially if you're outdoors in an urban area and there's a lot of people going by. You can do it at parks. But it's more about observing what's going on, not fixating on one person, not really staring, but more to the point of just kind of observing this beautiful, lovely, wide variety of humankind that goes out there in all shapes, all sizes, and all colors and all cultures that come around you, and helping work on that internal perspective. Now, it's also a little bit about when I talked about sitting in nature and observing the universe working around you. I'm asking you to sit out and I'm asking you to just sort of take 5 or 10 or 20 minutes and observe the variety of people around you. And one of the things that we have in this is what we call the law of reflection. The law of reflection states that basically what you see in other people is a reflection of what you have in yourself. And it may be something that you don't love about yourself and that you see as being better or being worse. And it becomes a comparison mechanism. So the art of people watching I'm asking you to do for your health is twofold. Number one, learn to be a bit of an objective observer, because that's going to allow you to have a little introspection about yourself. And you're going to start to see people a little bit more as human rather than as this type or that type or this type. Just go see people for people. The other piece is in the law of reflection is when you start to feel that you're making judgments about people, you can ask yourself, well, interesting, what is that reflecting? It gives you an introspective question to ask about yourself to know thyself better. As the Oracle at Delphi said, know thyself, be thyself, and love thyself. So people watching has many different aspects to health. It's certainly going to have physical implications if you can stop looking and seeing comparisons and seeing judgments, because that allows you to bring some of the emotions down, as I spoke about with the news, and start to just kind of see events, see effects, and be a little more objective. So go out and find some moments where you can people watch and observe other people, especially a variety that maybe you're not used to. That's one of the most beautiful parts about traveling, especially to different cultures, whether it be the same language that you have spoken or different ones, because we start to understand the variety of way people gesture, the way people speak, the way their body language is, and you can see so much more in person than you will watching videos or anything else. Be in person when you do it and get a little bit out there in nature, get some sun, get a little bit of air if you can. But if not in the winter time, or if you're in snowy or weather climes, then find some indoor space such as a mall where you can sit and watch people doing. I don't really recommend going into stores and stuff and watching people, because it doesn't allow you to be much of an observer. But just being able to sit and kind of enjoy and as they used to say, twiddle your thumbs and watch the world go by.